Americans, one nation under God, indivisible.
Specific divine being.
Religious discrimination.
Rediscovering God in America.
I truly do believe it's a miracle.
One nation under God.
Power of faith.
Our Faith in America series concludes for this week with really what was an electrifying moment in the inaugural address of President Barack Obama when he said this.
We are a nation of Christians and Muslims, Jews and Hindus, and non-believers. We are shaped by every language and culture, drawn from every end of this earth.
Non-believers, a denomination in America? Well, let's explore that with our next two guests. Douglas Wilson is a pastor of Christ Church in Moscow, Idaho, and can be seen defending Christianity in a fascinating new documentary called Collision. He joins us from Idaho. Good morning, Pastor Wilson.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
And Greg Epstein is a humanist chaplain at Harvard University and author of the new book, Good Without God, When a Billion Non-Religious People Do Believe. Good morning, Professor Epstein.
Good morning.
And Douglas Wilson, let's get a sense of this documentary Collision, first of all. You and Christopher Hitchens, the very famous sort of atheist, strident atheist, I think it's fair to say, go around the country debating and cameras follow you. What did you learn about, first of all, the growth of so-called non-believers in America and the ideas of atheism in the course of these debates?
Well, about the growth of non-belief. I think I'd already picked up a sense of that from the success of Dawkins' book and Sam Harris's book and then Christopher Hitchens' book. But as I observed the continuing interest in it, shall we say, and the response to our debate, it's certainly a live topic. A lot of people care about it.
And Greg Epstein, you describe a tension within the atheist world or the non-believing world, which is a growing denomination or constituency in the United States, not unlike tensions in mainline churches, that seems to be a tension between atheism explaining reality, being absolute truth, versus atheism or non-belief being a set of rituals and values that live alongside other religions. How does that play itself out?
Well, I would just say it occurred to me as I watched the debate that that Douglas is pointing out that most non-religious people are not anti-religious, and that really needs to be pointed out to people because, you know, it's been hard to be a non-religious person, a humanist, an atheist, an agnostic in America for years and years. Because people are afraid of what they're not familiar with. And so I wanted to, you know, help people to be familiar with the concept that there's a billion non-religious people in the world today. There are 40 or 50 million non-religious Americans. One in every four or five young Americans is non-religious. And I wanted to give people a sense that that is a very positive identity, that you can call it being a humanist, which means to me being good without God, and that most non-religious people are really just trying to be just that.
Well, Douglas Wilson, as you hear what Greg Epstein is saying, I mean, it's certainly possible to be a good person, but to still be spiritually lost. Do you think that non-believers are spiritually lost, even if they're nice folks?
Yeah, that's a good way of summarizing it. This issue came up in the debate with Christopher Hitchens about whether morality is dependent upon a belief in God. And I would say, well, it's self-evident that it's not. If you're defining morality in terms of public decency, there are all sorts of agnostics and atheists that I would rather have as a next-door neighbor than some Christians. You know, they'd take better care of my dog on vacation, and they would do their duties as a neighbor and so forth. So, of course, if you're defining it as civic righteousness or civic morality, then that's quite possible. My concern is more of a theological, philosophical one. I don't think that there are grounds, coherent, rational grounds for that behavior, which is why I think humanist societies collectively, when a society collectively denies God, I think bad things start to happen.
Well, Greg Epstein, what do you say to that? You have spent an enormous amount of effort spiritually rationalizing the sense to which you are personally lost, away from God.
Well, I would definitely never put it that way. I would say that I've spent a tremendous amount of energy trying to understand what it is that I do believe, because, you know, everyone doesn't believe something, right? A Christian like Pastor Wilson does not believe in Islam. A Muslim who's an Orthodox believing Muslim does not believe in Christianity. So I, as a humanist, as somebody who's, you know, a positive-minded non-religious person, like most non-religious people, do not believe in the theology of Christianity or Islam. But what I do believe very strongly is that we evolved, that we live in a world that was created by 15 billion years of evolution, and that that world, unfortunately, the universe itself, the sky above me, doesn't care about me. And so these feelings that I have of wanting to care about other people and wanting to take care of other people, it's my responsibility and all of our responsibility to really do something about that. And so I think it's a real misnomer and an unfortunate misunderstanding that sort of you can have sort of isolated good people, but that our community as a whole is sort of not good, which is, you know, what I hear in some of what Pastor Wilson is pointing out. I think that we have a real community that just sort of doesn't realize that it is for something and not just against something, and the world doesn't realize that either. And here we're just trying to point it out.
Let me take that to Pastor Wilson then before we go. Is it possible to have a legitimate faith without a belief in God?
Well, everything hinges on that term legitimate. It's certainly possible to have faith, and I would argue that it's not possible to not have faith. Everyone trusts and everyone believes. Everyone has a belief structure. Everyone has a worldview. I'm simply saying that if your worldview is that there's nothing above us, as John Lennon's Imagine has it, above us only sky, no hell below us, well, that obviously motivates Greg Epstein in noble ways and good ways, and he wants to help his fellow man. That same datum, that there is no God above us, no accountability, motivated Stalin very differently. Stalin believed there was no justice ahead of him, no ultimate right and wrong above him, and so consequently he could make his own.
All right. We've got less than a minute. Greg Epstein, can you answer that very quickly?
Simply a prejudice. I hope that people will read my book, Good Without God, to talk, you know, to see more of the detail of this. But the problem is, you know, there are Christians who've done terrible things. There are non-religious people who've done good things. There are people. We have good and bad,
right,
with or without God. But what we need to do is
quickly
have a society with religious freedom for everyone. And that's what I'm trying to promote.
All right. Well, lots to think about on this Thanksgiving weekend. Greg Epstein, humanist chaplain at Harvard University, author of Good Without God, What a Billion Non-Religious People Do Believe. And Douglas Wilson is the pastor of Christ Church in Moscow, Idaho, and can be seen defending Christianity in the new documentary Collision. Thanks to both of you.